We'll get a chance to inbound this ball on the back baseline. She'll find Ava Petrus. Harper, a three-quarter score. Now to Petrus. She'll cross the timeline against the half-court trap. On the pass back to Harper. Harper left wing, drive, baseline, her layup left hand. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Jade Latson. Her putback is going to be good. Latson has her first two for the 5'9 senior forward. 11-7 Medina. They hand the ball to the front court. Here's Molly Gilbert. Picks it up. Right on the foul line, the dress, but she'll throw it away. Stolen by Jade Latson. Latson in transition. Her layup off the last is going to be no good. Rebound putback is going to be no good as well. On that putback by Alexis Hensley. Rebound putback this time is good by Jade Latson. Latson has four. Now start back within two at 11-9. So right back in this ballgame. They were down 9-2 at one point. 3:19 to play in the first. It'll be Medina's pass to the corner. Picked up now on the dribble. Now on the pass near side, going to be grabbed by Emma Carlson. Three-pointer top of the key by Emma Dress. She'll knock it down. That'll be Abby Dressers who say from the top of the key, drills that three-point basket. Big first quarter, Abby Dress. 14-9 Medina. Start basketball on the left wing. Poke loose here, stolen away. The steal by Gillian Kirka. And now the Bees had the basketball. Start has their fourth turnover. And Kirka across midcourt gets a pass off. And it goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover. Medina with the turnover that time. Their fifth of the first quarter.
Yeah, good defense there by the Spartans. As Medina just passed it out of bounds. They're kind of right up in there with a nice double team and unable to find an open player.
McCoy alongside Chris Wallace for this morning's contest for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Day one of the 23rd annual Classic in the country. Start has the basketball. They're down by five. Pass is not going to be knocked away and stolen by Medina. They had the ball. Here's Abby Shook across midcourt. Over to Vivian Kelps back in the left wing. Received now by Carlson. Back out top to Shook on the right wing. Grabbed by Kinley Miller. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound goes to Jade Latson. Latson in transition for Toledo Star. Finds Petrus on the left wing. Back to Latson. Here's Harper to the foul line. Cross-court pass, Racine now on the right wing. Back out top. Harper to the foul line. To the lane, her shot left hand going to be in and out. No good. Rebound poked out of bounds. And that's going to be off of Jade Latson, they're going to say. So Medina will have the ball. Just under 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. 14-9 Medina. They had the basketball. Abby Shook, the 5'9 senior, will dribble it herself across the timeline. Takes it high in the left. Picks it up, lobs it out top now to Abby Dress. She'll find Kelps. Inside the paint now. Goes over to Carlson. Hand in the corner. Drive roll to the baseline. Going to be by Miller. Goes back out top with the pass. Back to Miller in the corner. Miller with a minute and a half to play first quarter. She'll find Shook down near the midcourt line. Crosser pass to Dress. Dress three-pointer is going to be good again. Abby Dress can't miss in this first quarter. 13 points and a 17-9 Medina advantage. Start basketball. Double teamed is Harper. Nowhere to go with it. Going to be a tied up, though. Arrow does point to Medina, so that's going to be a Toledo start turnover. And I should see for them, their sixth turnover of this first quarter. And Abby Dress on fire in this first quarter.
She certainly is. 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. 2 of 3 on two-point field goals. A very excellent shooter in Abby Dress.
She'll inbound it here at side court and inbounds it in the backcourt to Abby Shook. Back to Dress. Down to Shook. And she'll cross the timeline. 1:08 to play, first quarter. Shook, hands it off to Dress. Head fake. Thought about it, pass instead. Dribble down by Miller. Her shot blocked inside by Latson. Rebound going to be picked up on the board that time by Janiyah Jones. Three-pointer by Latson from the left wing. She'll miss the shot. Jade Latson, rebound grabbed by Kinley Miller. Medina basketball. 40 seconds to play, first quarter. Here's Dress to the baseline. Wraparound pass stolen away. Turnover on Medina. And now they're up to 6 in the first quarter. Startens with it. Harper's pass goes left corner. Three-pointer goes up there. Going to be way off the mark. That time the shot by for Toledo. Start rebound picked up by Abby Shook. 18 seconds to play in the first quarter. Shook to the right wing. Shook drive lane. Her layup off the last is going to be no good. Good take, but missed it. Rebound grabbed by Petrus. Baseball pass goes front court, and not looking for that pass was Janiyah Jones, who went right by her head and out of bounds. So turnover on start with 2.5 seconds to play. 17-9 Medina. They don't have the ball on the back baseline.
Gonna fix a shoe down there before we get started.
Yeah, I think we got it. She will inbound it. Gonna be deflected away and stolen. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Gonna be well short on the shot attempt by Lorena Dotson. And that'll do it for the first quarter of play. At the end of one, a 17-9 Medina lead over Toledo start. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Medina with an 8-point lead after quarter number one. Matt Coy alongside Chris Willis for this morning's contest. As we'll be live streaming all the games courtesy of Clax Communications at this year's Classic in the Country. Of course, you can go log on to WKLM.live to purchase any of the games via pay-per-view at the Classic throughout the three-day weekend. It will be Toledo start basketball to begin quarter number two. Lorena Dotson has it. Goes right wing with a pass to Ava Petrus. On the left side, back to Ula Finley. Into the corner, now grab. Into the hands of Dotson. Just to work the ball around the perimeter against the zone defense of Medina. Back out top of the dribble pass, right side, Petrus. Cross-court pass, left side to Dotson. Dotson to the baseline, under the basket, cross-court pass. Goes out top to Petrus. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Deep shot into the three-pointer by Ada Petrus. Her second three-pointer of the first half. You can see she has the green light from anywhere. 17-12 lead for Medina. They had the ball in the second quarter. With it out top is Molly Gilbert. Bounce pass goes behind her teammate and stolen away. So start has the basketball down by five early in the second. Pass right wing by Dotson. Back up to the top now to Petrus on the left side. Back to Ula Finley. Down to Petrus. Shovels it right side corner. Into the hands now of Kennedy Latson. He ain't going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Toledo's start. First quarter numbers courtesy of Chris Wallace for Medina was 3 of 5 for 3-point tries for 60%. Start 1 of 4 for 25%. Medina was 4 for 8 from 2-point range for 50%. Start 3 of 11 for just 28%. Neither team attempted a foul shot. Medina out rebounded and start 8 to 7, and each team had 7 turnovers in that third quarter. Here's a drive by Dotson. Her shot off the glass is good. That's Lorena Dotson who got that bucket. Her first two. 17-14 lead now for Medina. That's a 5-0 run to begin the second quarter for Toledo start. Bees have it in the front court. Here's Molly Gilbert. Dribbles it out top. Tight defense. Pass goes right corner now to Abby Shook. Shook to the foul line. Double team. Her shot right block off the last. No good. Rebound put back in to be no good by Vivian Kelps, but she's going to be fouled. And it'll send the junior Vivian Kelps to the foul line to shoot two.
The first free throws of the ball game for either team.
Yeah, first foul for either side. That'll be for Toledo start. Snap that foul on Alexis Hensley. Vivian Kelps trying to get Medina on the board in the second quarter. That's up. It's going to be no good on the first attempt. Gets set for that second free throw. Kelps lines it up. That is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to the foreground and finally picked up by Ula Thimley for the Spartans. And Medina still has yet to score in the second quarter. Spartans basketball Pass goes to Harper to the left wing. Into the corner, Ula Finley to the baseline. Cut off, back out top, goes to Harper. Near that midcourt line. Harper, stutter step left wing. Harper to the baseline. Bumped and ran into a wall, but that'll be a blocking foul called inside on Medina on the drive by Harper. That'll be the first team foul on Medina.
Great job by Harper to drive to the basket and draw the contact. Still try to put the shot up. Headed to the free throw line for the first time today.
First team foul in the quarter on Medina. Going to be on that free throw up. Going to be good. Allie Gasek. Free throw good by Harper. He has her first point of this first half. 17-15 is the score. Scoring the first 6 points of the second quarter is Toledo's start. Second free throw, that's up. That's going to be in and out. No good. Missed the second free throw. Rebound grab by Abby Dress. But now the ball up by just two now. Into the front court goes to Abby Shook. Left wing pass to Gilbert. Gilbert to the foul line, to the lane. Cut off and gets called for traveling. And a turnover on Medina, up to nine in the first half. A little different energy for start here in the quarter number two.
Certainly is. Really picking up the pace here.
They'll have it down by a pair. Here's Harper. Pass goes front court. Back into her hands out top. On the right side. Give her to Alexis Hensley. From the left wing, back in the hands of Dotson. Into the corner, grabbed by Harper. Harper, three-pointer goes up in the air by the left-hander. In and out, no good on the shot. Rebound snapped out of bounds off of Jade Latson, so Medina will have the ball. 17-15, Medina, 5:16 to play in the second quarter. Medina came in at 7-7, start at 9-4. Of course, game after this, we'll have Toledo Notre Dame taking on Dublin Coughlin. And that'll also be on WKLM.live. And also in stream two. Here's a drive runner. Going to be out of bounds. Going to be deflected away by Toledo. Start of that drive by Gillian Kirka. It'll stay with the Bees. So Abby Dress to inbound. Dress, of course, had the 13 first quarter points for Medina. Inbounds the right wing to Abby Shook. Shook bumped to the corner. New foul. Pass right wing goes to Allie Gasek. Gasek to the baseline. Passed across the lane. Deflected. Chased back down by Gilbert. Down to Dress. Out top to Shook. From the left wing back to Abby Dresser. Three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds. And start will have the basketball. That suffocating defense by the Spartans here in the second quarter has got them to within 2 points and the basketball.
Yeah, really picking up the intensity on the defensive end here.
4:40 to play in the second in the front court. Pass inside goes to Jade Latson. Her shot left hand is going to be good. Will fade away, finger roll, bounces it in, and we're tied up at 17 apiece.
Basketball, Jay Latson.
Latson has 6 points. Pass goes front court, inside, going to be knocked away out of bounds off the hands of Allie Gasek. That's going to be a turnover. Medina has 10, and now start now all of a sudden has the basketball and tied up at 17.
Hara really got a big momentum shift here as they're playing defense, getting some turnovers, and really finishing well on the offensive end.
A tie, the second tie of the half. Latson will come out, will shook it up on that last play. And the Spartans will have the basketball. With it, you're going to be Harper with it at three-quarter score. Back to Dotson, back to Harper. Here pass from the foul line, grabbed by Hensley. Hensley from the right block, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound grabbed by Abby Dress. Bees had the basketball, tied up at 17 to the front court to Abby Shook. Shook stutter step to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup going to be good. Good take, Abby Shook. Her first two, 19-17 Medina. Spartans with it. Now top to Harper. Under 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Back to the far side quarter, now to the baseline. Dotson's pass goes right side quarter to Nana Harper. That three-pointer knocked down. Nana Harper, her first points of the game now, 20-19 lead for Toledo's start, their first lead of the half. Big second quarter so far for the Spartans. Medina has it. Here, Shook on the right wing. Shook to the corner. Pass inside. In traffic and stolen away. About three white shirts right there to get that steal. Baseball pass goes to Dotson. Her layup no good. Rebound going to be 5-4 and finally grabbed by Kinley Miller. Bees basketball down by one. Now to Abby Dress to the front court. Now it's off to Abby Shook. Shook takes it right wing, crossover out top. Back to the corner now. Hindley Miller has it. Miller to the right wing, picks it up. Nobody open. Finally into the corner, chased down and picked up on the far side. Back out top, deflected and stolen away. Start basketball. In transition, here's Dotson. Drive by Harper. Poke loose, goes out of bounds. It'll be off Medina, so Start will keep the basketball in that one-point lead.
I tell you, Honey Harper has a great job getting to the basket. She has a nice stutter step, and then, boy, she turns on that speed, and she can get to the rim.
5'4", sophomore point guard. And to win, man, it's going to be Nana Harper, 5'2", junior. Actually, she'll give way to Honey Harper instead. To the corner of the pass. Goes over to Hula Finley. Their pass deflected back to her. On the floor now. Dove after. Going to be a tied up. Held ball arrow. Does point to Medina. So that'll be a Toledo Start turnover.
It's their first turnover here in the second quarter.
And they have outscored 11-3. Medina in this second quarter play has Toledo Start. Medina basketball right now. Down by one. Here's Vivian Kelps. Pass inside. Going to be too long for Dress. She thought she was fouled, but instead it's going to be a turnover. Timeout Medina. 2.5 to play. Second quarter. A 20-19 lead for Toledo Start. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Well, Abby Riss came out on fire in the first quarter, Chris, but the Start has done a good job kind of taking that away in the second quarter.
Yeah, they certainly have, focusing a little bit more on her on the defensive end to try to take away her shots because, boy, she can stroke the ball.
Spartans basketball up by a point into the front court and 2:20 to play in the half. On the right wing pass to Nana Harper. Picks it up. Lobs it inside. Goes to Gene Latson. Double team though on the right block. And it'll be stolen away. Dotson tried to get it back. It's just a Latson rather. It'll be a held ball though. And Arrow is going to stay with Start. So good job by Latson to get her hands back on that basketball after they initially got the turnover. So Start's going to have it beneath her own backboard. Honey Harper to inbound. Her pass to Latson. Her layup is no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Hindley. Her putback is no good. Rebound finally will be grabbed inside by Dinah. The rebound and then the foul call. That was the rebound by Kinley Miller who got the board for Medina. Second team foul in the quarter in Toledo Start. And Latson got the foul, her first personal. 1-point ball game in the competitive first half. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Bees with it to the front court. Vivian Kelps gets a pass off to Abby Dress. Back in the corner now. Fisher with the baseline pass, goes cross-court pass to Kirka. Kirka, runner by her up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Miller. Back in the corner, shot up in the air by Fisher. That shot's no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Jade Latson. Spartans basketball up by one. Pass front court goes through the hands of Ula Finley and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Toledo Start. They now have 9 turnovers in the first half. So stuck on this 20-19 score right now. Start has the lead.
I tell you what, the defensive pressure by the Spartans really picked up here. Just cutting off the passing lanes and cutting off your driving lanes as well.
Been a big difference into the front court. Here's Kelps to the right wing for the Bees to the corner. Nowhere to go with it. Gets the handoff to Miller. Back to Kelps. Three-pointer by Kelps is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fought for Dove after. And grabbed by Harper. Goes over to Honey Harper, over to Nana Harper. Her pass inside the Jade Latson. Her bank shot is going to be good. Latson has 8, 22-19 lead for Toledo Start. 1 minute to play in the half. Medina has it. Here's Dress's pass. Right wing to Shook. Into the corner now. Kelps to the baseline. Her shot left hand no good, but she'll draw a foul. Good take to the basket by Vivian Kelps. Will send her to the charity stripe. 13th foul on Toledo Start in the second quarter.
Vivian Kelps heads to the free throw line where she's 0 of 2 here in this half.
Domley Lola. Ula Finley with that foul. Her first personal foul of the first half. Free throw by Kelps is going to be good. Has 3 points, her first point of the second quarter. 22-20 lead for Toledo Start as now Ava Petras checking back in for Ula Fimling. Kelps now with the second free throw attempt. That is going to be up and going to be good. Make it 4 points for her. 1 point lead now for Toledo Start. 50 seconds to play in the half. And Kuzi Mortar is going to be having the interview here at the end of the half here. The shot up in there going to be knocked down for the right side corner. Three-point basket knocked down by Ava Petras. Her third three-pointer of the first half of play. 25-21 lead for Toledo Start. Medina basketball. Here's Abby Shook. Dribbles it out top. Lost the handle. She'll shake it back down. Pass goes right wing now to Kinley Miller. 23 seconds. Miller to the basket. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds and off of her leg. That'll be a Medina turnover.
Kind of got a little push in the back as she went to the basket, but off of her knee, so it'll be a turnover.
And that number 14 of Medina. 4 point lead for Toledo Start right now. Kuzi likely we get an interview with Dean Franklin here at the end of this half, so stay tuned for that. Harper's pass around the foul line to Jade Latson. Latson to the left block. Her shot left hand. That's going to be good. Good take by Jade Latson, who has 10 first half points. 4 seconds to play. Here's Abby Shook. Shook, three-pointer. The buzzer going to be no good. That'll do it for the first half of action. So a 27-21 lead in favor of Toledo Start. And we'll see if we're able to get an interview here with head coach Dean Franklin. We'll line it up here with getting down the Kuzi here. The Kuzi down there waiting for us. And we'll go ahead and go to Kuzi can line it up here to get head coach Dean Franklin. Let's go down the Kuzi right now on the floor.
Okay, can you hear me? Hey, man, we're here with Toledo Start head coach Dean Franklin. Coach Franklin, great second quarter for you guys. You were down 17-9 after the first quarter, up 27-21 here. What did you see in that second quarter that you liked that really changed the complexity of the game?
I think we just changed our approach defensively. I think we came out a little flat. Medina was ready to go, so hats off to them. I think our girls just dug in and really started getting some stops on defense and slowed down offensively. It just took what the defense gave them.
Fantastic. Coach Franklin, great to listen to you in the second half.
Thank you so much. Thank appreciate you. It.
Thanks.
Kuzi, thank you very much. 27-21 lead for Toledo Start at halftime. Back after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Borrow these sheets.
What's that?
It is halftime here at the Reese Center Hero Classic for the country. 27-21 advantage in favor of Toledo's start. And big, a really tale of two quarters here as Medina jumped out to a 17-9 lead after the first quarter after Abby Dress came out on fire for the Bees. But it was all Toledo's start came out in the second quarter as the Spartans would outscore the Bees 18-4 in quarter number two. And Toledo's start has a 27-21 lead at halftime over Medina. Take a look at the individual scoring leaders for Toledo's start. It was Jade Latson who led the way in the first half. As for the post player in Jade Latson, she had 10 points in that first half, going 5 for 8 from two-point range for the total of 10 points. Ava Petrus had it going on from beyond the arc, though, for Petrus, for her knocking down some long three-point baskets in that first half. Petrus with 9 points, and she went 3 for 3 from beyond the arc with those 9 points for Toledo Star. Also, 3 points for Nana Harper, 2 points for Lorena Dodson, and 1 for Honey Harper, rounded out the Toledo Star total of 27. For Medina leading the way, it was Abby Dress. As I mentioned, Dress could not miss in that first quarter as she was 3 for 6 from beyond the arc, 2 for 3 from two-point range overall in the first half, 13 first-half points, but all 13 of those points came in the first quarter, did not score in quarter number 2. 4 points by Vivian Kelps and 2 apiece for Molly Gilbert, as well as Addie Shook, running out the 21-point total for Medina in the first half. Halftime score, Toledo start 27, Medina 21. Now with a look at the first half team numbers, here's Chris Wallace.
Thank you very much, Matt. As you mentioned, start over Medina in the first half, 27-21. Three-point land, Medina 3 of 8, shooting 38%. Start 4 of 8, shooting 50%. Two-point field goals, Medina was 5 of 12, shooting 42%. Start was 7 of 19, shooting 37%. From the free throw line, Medina 2 of 4, shooting 50%. Start 1 of 2, shooting 50%. In the rebounding department, it was Medina out-rebounding Start 15 to 12. And turnovers, Medina with 14, Start with 9.
Individual rebounding leaders for Medina, 5 boards for Abby Dress in the first half, 4 boards for Kinley Miller, and also for Toledo Start, it was 3 boards for Kennedy Latson, and 2 rebounds apiece for Honey Harper, as well as Jade Latson in the first half. Halftime score, 27-21 lead for Toledo Start, really a huge second quarter, Chris.
Oh, it certainly was. I think a lot of it came from the defensive end, as speaking to the coach right there at the half. Just really picked up that defensive intensity, caused a few more turnovers as well, and just really firing on all cylinders. And I'm telling you, they cut off the passing lanes. You drive to the basket, they got a great job of getting to the basket or beating you to a spot so that they kind of turned you the other way. Oh, I think we're ready.
Okay, and just with that, we'll go down to Cousy, who's with the Medina head coach, Karen Case.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. We're here at halftime with the Medina head coach, Karen Case. Coach Case, great first quarter for you guys, and a tale of two quarters, obviously, but a great ball game here at the half. You know, only down six. What do you want to see from your squad in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, every game here is a great ball game. We did come out with a very strong start, and then the second quarter they turned it up. And that's what you have to expect from great teams and in an environment like this. You need to take care of the ball. We had turnovers, which led to their being able to fast break or get points in the paint. And obviously they have a shooter, so we need to have a hand in her face a little bit better. But we need to come out with fire and get back to what we were doing at the beginning.
Fantastic. Coach Case, good luck to you in the second half.
Okay, thanks, Kuzi.
Thank you.
Kuzi, thank you. Halftime score, 27-21 Toledo start. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at buckeyecareercenter.org.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Brr, it's so cold my grocery list froze.
Then you better thaw it out at Rohde's IGA in Middlesbrough, where the January savings are on fire.
Grab 85% lean family pack ground beef for just $5.88 a pound. That's a meaty deal.
Plus, Gerber's boneless chicken tenders for $5.48 a pound.
Sizzle it up with Smithfield bacon at $3.98. And don't forget shoulder roast, filet, or Smithfield pork tenderloin. Buy one, get one free.
Lunchables for $2.98. And Cantha Gold Cantaloupe, two for $6.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Just about ready for the start of the third quarter of play. McCoy alongside Chris Wallace. And, of course, we are video live streaming this contest courtesy of Claxton Communications at WKLM.live. That's WKLM.live. Log on, and you can watch any of the games via pay-per-view throughout the Classic of the Country this weekend. Of course, we're also on WKLMFM.com on stream, too. The next game after this is going to have Toledo Notre Dame taking on Dublin Coffman. Of course, later on tonight, we'll have the Highland Bellevue game to close out day one at Classic in the Country. So don't miss all the games here at the Classic already for the third quarter. Now it'll be Spartans make the Medina basketball to begin the third quarter of play, going from left to right. With it is Addie Shook. Pass goes to the corner to Kelps. Kelps dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Poke loose and stolen away. Good quick hands. Gets the turnover. And now Start has the basketball. Here's Ava Petrus into the front court, going right to left. Hands it off to Honey Harper. 6-point lead for the Spartans early in the third quarter. Harper's pass goes right wing to Nana. Harper. She'll dribble to the corner. Now to the baseline. Cut off. Hands it off now to Jade Latson. Back to Harper. Cross-court pass goes to Honey Harper. Drive lane. Baseline. Her shot left hand going to be no good, but a foul on Vivian Kelps. First team foul on Medina. Kelps has her first personal foul.
Harper will head to the free throw line where she's one of two. She did a great job driving to the basket. Kind of did a good job of going into the contact and still able to get the shot up. But she'll head to the line again where she is one of two.
Has that 1 point so far on the morning. And the first free throw by the left-handers up in and out. No good. Rattles it off the rim. Just into the third quarter. Source game one. It saw Wadsworth defeating Carrollton 63-26. Jaron Aber, of course, producing today's live stream coverage here for this contest this morning. The second free throw is good. Harper splitting the pair again. She has two, 28-21 lead for Toledo Start. Medina basketball pass inbounded and dribbled down by Addie Shook across the midcourt line for the Bees. On the left wing, back to Kirkett. Addie Shook to the baseline. Poke loose on the floor, rolls and it bounds. That's going to be off for Shook, and another turnover for Medina. Add on to their total of the 16 turnovers for Medina on the morning. Spartans have the basketball. Here's Honey Harper to the front court. Pass left wing to Ava Petrus. Petrus, bounce pass goes out top to Jade Latson. On the right wing, back to Harper. Harper, top of the key on the dribble. Poke loose. And knocked to the floor, and picked up by Nana Harper on the right wing, back to Latson. Dumps it inside, received by Hensley. Her cross-court pass stolen away by Gillian Kirkham. And that'll be the 10th Toledo start turnover of the game. Bees with it on the left wing. Here's Shook to the baseline. Picks it up. Gets a pass out top. Now back to Kirka. On the right wing, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Molly Gilbert. Rebound by Shook, however. Bees keep it. Back to Shook in the left wing. Now to Gerblin. Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert dribbles the top of the key. Into the hands of Vivian Kelps. Kelps spins around. Double team. Out top now. Abby Shook. Shook, foul line, comes to a jump stop. Inside now to Abby Dress. Double team across the lane now to Kelps. Three-pointer, left wing going to be up, and they're going to be knocked down on the shot by Molly Gilbert. Much-needed basket for Medina. Gilbert, her first three-point basket of the day. She has 5 points. Now a four-point lead for Start, and they had the ball. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Harper's pass. Honey Harper off the hands of Nana Harper. Couldn't handle the pass. And it'll be a turnover, the 11th, on the Spartans. So all of a sudden, a little momentum for Medina, who trails it by four. Here's Molly Gilbert, the junior guard, across the timeline. Guarded by Nana Harper to the left wing. Picks it up. The pass goes to the corner to Abby Dress. Dress's pass can be deflected out top back to Abby Shook. Shook to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot going to be blocked. Who's out of bounds. Clean block, but it will be off of Jade Lanson. It'll stay with Medina. Of course, shot clock in all the classic in the country games this year. It's 14 seconds right now on the shot clock here in the third quarter. Inbound to left wing, back to Addy Shook. Into the corner, three-pointer by Abby Dress. Going to be no good, missed everything. Rebound goes in the hands of Honey Harper. She'll be fouled by Kelps. That'll be the second team foul on Medina in the quarter. Second personal also on Vivian Kelps.
I'll tell you, Toledo really picking up, Start really picking up the pressure on Abby Dress. They are guarding her cold so that she cannot get the ball, and they're doing a good job defensively.
Not giving her any open looks now since that 13-point first quarter for her. Spartans basketball up by four. Here's Honey Harper on the right wing. Pass in the corner, picked up by Latson. Nowhere to go with it. Going to be a foul call, though, I believe, on the tight defense of Molly Gilbert. They're going to come out. It's going to be an offensive foul, the other way. It'll be on Toledo Start instead. So first team foul on Start in the quarter. And Medina's going to have the basketball. Kennedy Latson, her first personal foul. Medina basketball, 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. On the right wing, it's Molly Gilbert. Gilbert stutter step down to the baseline. Her layup going to be no good. Good drive, but missed. Rebound going to be picked up by Dotson inside. It will be a hell ball, but the arrow does stay with Toledo's Start. Back right alongside Chris Wallace for this morning's contest from the Classic of the Country. Good game so far, 28-24, Toledo Start. They had the ball. Now Harper across the timeline, bounce pass goes to Dotson. Lorena Dotson dribbles it now to the right wing. Down to the foul line, to the lane. Poke loose on the floor. Finally picked up on the steal. And Medina has the basketball. The 13th Toledo Start turnover. Into the front court, here's Abby Dress. Now to Addy Shook, Shook to the foul line. Her 15-footer is going to be good. Addy Shook has 4 points now, a two-point ball game. 28-26 Start, they had the ball. Honey Harper out top, 4:10 to play, third quarter. On the right wing, pass goes into the hands now of Dotson. Dumps it inside, goes to Latson, gets called for the offensive foul. Latson shoved off on Abby Dress. Should get slapped for the offensive foul. And her second personal, second team foul on Start, and also their 14th turnover.
Yeah, good job by Medina to take the
timeout. And a timeout call, 28-26 lead for Toledo Start. 4:03 to play, third quarter. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course. At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently.
decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Two-point lead for Toledo Start, but Medina starting to trim into this deficit here. It's been a solid start here for them in this third quarter.
Yeah, they certainly are. I tell you what, number 33, Addie Shook, really doing a good job of hitting those jumpers. She gets some great open looks. She gets herself open with the ball and has some good looks at the basket, and she's starting to convert here in the third quarter, which is done well for Medina.
So Medina will have the basketball out of the timeout, trailing by just two. Vivian Kelce will inbound it on the back baseline. And now receives the basketball from the official. Gets the pass off. And now she'll take it across the timeline on the dribble here. Emma Carlson back out top to Kelce. Kelce top of the key, three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be knocked down. Vivian Kelce from deep. She has seven, her first three-pointer of the contest. And now 29-28 lead for Medina. Meanwhile, the answer inside of the pass goes to Jade Latson. She'll make it up and in. Latson now has 12 points, back to a one-point lead for Toledo Start at 30-29. Bees have it. Here's Abby Dress on the left wing. Dress pass through the corner, goes behind her teammate and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. A little miscommunication going to be for Medina, their 17th turnover.
Yeah, as you mentioned, just zigged when she should have zagged, and just unfortunately out of bounds.
Spartans have it. Honey Harper's pass goes front court on the right wing, back to Dotson. Out top of the pass now. Latson goes to Honey Harper, left wing. Harper out top of the pass now to Hensley on the right wing, back to Latson. Goes out top to Ava Petras. 3-4-5 Petras up in the air, going to be knocked down. Boy, wow. She can knock it down from anywhere.
That's 4-4 from beyond the arc.
Not too shabby.
And that was a off one leg fadeaway deep.
In the face of the defender. She has 12 points on those 4 3-pointers. Medina ball down by 4. Ball thrown away. There's the steal. 18th turnover of Medina. Start basketball to the front court to Jade Latson. Latson to the foul line. To Lane. Latson in traffic. Her shot going to be up. No good, but she draws a foul. And it'll be the 13th foul on the Bees here in quarter number 3. Call that foul on Bree Crudley. That'll be her first personal foul.
It'll be Latson's first trip to the free throw line in the ballgame.
Jade Latson, 12 points for her. And that free throw going to be good on the first attempt.
Jade Latson at the line. Substitution for Medina, number 33.
Latson came in averaging just over 11 points per game and 8 rebounds per contest. Been a force so far today, 34-29 Toledo Start. And that free throw going to be up, going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor and grabbed by Alexis Hensley. It'll stay with the Spartans. Back inside. Little jump shot by Jade Latson, no good. Rebound by Hensley, puts it back up. That's no good. Rebound again, going to be grabbed inside this time by Kennedy Latson, but he called her for the travel after she got the rebound. So Medina will now hand the basketball. Medina led it 29-28, but since then a 6-0 run by the Spartans, and they lead it by 5, but the Bees will have it on the back baseline now. Inbounded by Addie Shook to Kelce, back to Shook. Now Kelce will have it into the front court, received by Kirka. Gillian Kirka, left wing, back to Addie Shook. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, going to be picked up by Abby Dress, though. Abby Dress lobs it out top to Shook. Right wing pass to Kelce. Into the corner. Dry now by Kirka to the baseline. Her 10-footer is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Honey Harper, and the Spartans will have it. Harper across midcourt, dribbles the top of the key. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 34-29, Toledo Start. They have the ball. Harper, foul line, Lane. Layup, no good, but she'll be fouled by Gillian Kirka. That'll send Honey Harper to the charity stripe.
Honey Harper, 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
Kirka's first personal, 14th foul on Medina. Harper has 2 points on those two free throws so far today.
Honey Harper on the line for Toledo Starks.
And the free throw is up, going to be good. Again, this live stream coverage for this contest, courtesy of Claxon Communications, being produced by Jaron Aber at WKLM.live. We're also on stream 2 at WKLMFM.com. That second free throw also good by Harper. 4 points for her. 36-29 start. Bees with the basketball. 1:45 to play third quarter to the front court to Abby Dress. Right wing now to Gurka. Kirka spins around. Gets the handoff back to Vivian Kelps. Down to Kirka, right wing. Dumps it inside. Received now by Kinley Miller. Three-pointer by Kelps. Going to be knocked down from the right wing. Vivian Kelps, her second three-pointer of the third quarter. Timeout called. 1:28 to play in the third. It's start 36, Medina 32. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM. Four-play ball game in favor of Toledo Stars. The Stars are starting to stretch out this lead again, Chris, but a big-time three-pointer by Vivian Kelps.
Absolutely. Vivian Kelps, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. So shooting the ball extremely well here in this ball game. But, boy, that was a big one, as you mentioned. And it just seems like, it's just really a back-and-forth game. It seems like the momentum kind of shifts for 2 or 3 minutes, and then it kind of goes back for 2 or 3 minutes. So a game of shifting momentum, if you
Absolutely.
Will.
Right now, Medina keeping pace with the Spartans, but the Spartans will have it out of the timeout in this four-point advantage. Here's Honey Harper across midcourt. Her pass to the right wing, received now by Alexis Hensley. Out top. Back to Harper on the left side. Harper, jab step, tight defense. Dribbles at left wing, drive to the lane. Shot by Harper, left hand, that's going to be good. Tough shot on the drive. Harper, her first field goal today. She has 6 points, 38-32 start, and knocked away on the steal on the press. Layup going to be good on that steal by Kennedy Latson. And her steal in the bucket, her first points of the game. Full court press is on. Embedded, it'll be grabbed in the backcourt by Kinley Miller. Miller picks it up. Her pass goes to Kelps. Down on the front court, Medina has the ball. Here's the drive by Shook to the baseline. Her layup off last. That's going to be good. Addie Shook has 6 points. Makes it 40-34, Toledo start. They had the basketball, 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Honey Harper's pass goes to Petrus. Back out top to Latson, left wing of the pass. Here's the dribble by Hensley. Goes back out top. Jade Latson to the foul line. To the lane, her 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound, 5-4, grabbed by Jade Latson. Puts it back up, going to be no good again. Rebound by Hensley this time. She goes down to be a held ball. Arrow does point to Medina. So Medina will have the team rebound with 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. 6-point lead for the Spartans. Fulker pressure is on, though, by Toledo Stark. Abby dressed to inbound. She does so into the hands of Miller. Now to the front court. Here's Kelps on the right wing. Kelps, three-pointer going to be blocked by Petrus. Rebound going to be picked up by Hensley to close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Toledo start 40 and Medina 34. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Each team scored 13 points in that third quarter of play, as we get set for quarter number 4, McCroy alongside Chris Wallace for this morning's contest. Game number two of the Classic in the Country. Game one saw Wadsworth defeating Carrollton 63-26. Game three, after this one, will have Toledo Notre Dame taking on Dublin Kaufman. That game also will be live streamed courtesy of Claxton Communications at WKLM.live via pay-per-view coverage and also in stream two at WKLMFM.com. Embedded to Honey Harper. Harper will have it for the Spartans to begin the fourth quarter. And a six-point lead. Out top of the pass goes to Kennedy Latson. On the right wing, back to Petrus. Petrus, 4 3-pointers so far on the morning. Out top of the pass now grabbed by Kennedy Latson. Drive, lane. Dump pass goes over to Hensley. Her shot no good, but she'll be fouled. Alexis Hensley will go to the foul line now to shoot two. First team foul, of course, on Medina in this fourth quarter.
First free throws of the ball game for Alexis Hensley.
Second personal on Gillian Kirka for the Bees. And that free throw by Hensley. It's going to be up and going to be no good on the first attempt. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Chris Wallace, where Medina was 3 of 7 on 3-point tries for 43%. And it was start 1 of 1. Medina was 2 of 4 from 2-point range for 50%, and start was 3 of 6 for 50% shooting. Second free throw is good by Hensley. She has 3 points. Start 4 of 6 from the foul line for 67%. Medina did not attempt a foul shot. Start rebounding Medina 10-3. 6 turnovers for start 3 for Medina in that third quarter. Ball loose out of bounds here on the drive by Medina. It'll be off of Toledo's start, and now the Bees will inbound it beneath their own backboard. Abby Dress will inbound the basketball. Her pass received by Gilbert. Gilbert backs it in. Her shot in the paint going to be no good. Rebound going to be picked up inside by Kennedy Latson. Her outlet pass knocked out of bounds by Shook, but it'll be Toledo start basketball at side court. 41-34, Toledo start just into the fourth quarter. Latson inbounds it to Honey Harper. Harper to the right wing, down top of the key. Pick and roll inside, goes over to Hensley. Her shot's no good. Rebound picked up by Shook. Bees have it. Long pass goes inside, goes off the hands of Kirka. Kirka couldn't quite handle the pass. Might have been a layup for him, but instead goes out of bounds. Then it'll be a Medina turnover, their 20th on the day.
Yeah, just a little outside of her hands there, unable to reel it in there. So Toledo start will get the ball.
7-point lead in the basketball. Just about a minute into the fourth quarter. Harper will take it herself across the half-court line. Met defensively by Kirka. From the left point back to Jade Latson. Dribbles it out top. Gets the handoff to Petrus. Falls down. Petrus left wing. Gets the handoff. Drive by Kennedy Latson to the lane. Her shot left hand blocked out of bounds by Addie Shook. The start will keep the basketball. And the win met it beneath their own backboard, and to inbound will be Honey Harper. Harper's pass under the basket to Jade Latson. Her shot is good. Off the inbounds pass, Jade Latson. Latson has 15 points, 43-34, in favor of Toledo Star. Bees have it. Here's the dribble now by Kirka to the foul line. Runner by Kirka up in the air. No good from 15 feet away. Rebound going to be saved, I believe, off the Ava Petrus and out of bounds. It'll stay with Medina. Good heads-up play on the save by Gillian Kirker, who threw that off of Petrus before it went out of bounds. Abby Dress to inbound it. Dress has not scored since she had the 13 first-quarter points today. Dress's pass goes to Shook on the right block. Shook shot off on the no good off the last rebound. Going to be pulled down now by Hensley. Her pass goes front court and stolen back away by Kirka. Into the front court. Bees have it on the right point. Molly Gilbert's pass inside goes to Shook. A reverse layup no good, but she'll be knocked to the floor. Addie Shook will now be at the foul line.
Addie Shook's first trip to the line today.
First team foul on Toledo star. That's the third personal on Jade Latson. Medina trying to get back in this ballgame, down by 9 now. Still 6:09 to go, though. Shook, 6 points so far for the contest. That free throw is going to be no good. She'll have one more to go. Shook came in averaging 9 points per game and 5 rebounds per contest.
Number 5, Vivian Kellis from Medina.
And she'll get the second free throw here for the 5'9 senior. And that is up. That's going to be good. 7 points, Addie Shook. 43-35 advantage for Toledo Start, and they have the ball. Honey Harper across the timeline, pass right wing to Alexis Hensley. Here's the out top of the pass to Latson. Jade Latson holds on to the basketball. Left wing back to Honey Harper. Harper back to Latson. Pick and roll deflected away. Grabbed by Latson. Back out top to Harper. Harper to the left wing. Pass to the corner. Going to be crowned near side by Janiyah Jones. Jones in traffic. It's called for traveling. Trying to make that move inside. It'll be the 17th Toledo Star turnover of the contest.
Yeah, just grabbed an extra step trying to get to the basket.
Medina basketball down by 8, 5:40 to play. Still plenty of time in this contest. Here's Kelps to the front court on the right wing. Kelps to the corner, down to the baseline. Kelps pass goes over to Miller. Miller shot from the right post. Going to be off the glass, no good, but a foul is going to be called with a shot attempt by freshman Kenley Miller. Now she'll be at the foul line. Second team foul on Toledo's start.
Kenley Miller's first trip to the line in the ballgame.
Honey Harper's first personal foul. Miller, free throw up, is going to be no good on that first attempt. Looking for her first point today as well. 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. But that is not helping themselves at the foul line here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw by Miller. That is going to be good. Got the bounce that time. Her first point of the game, 43-36. Toledo start, and they hand the ball. Honey Harper has it, 5:20 to go. Harper out top. With the right point to Jade Latson. Inside, goes to Alexis Hensley. Her shot, no good. Rebound going to be picked up by Molly Gilbert. Bees had the basketball. Gilbert to the front court. On the left wing, back to Kelps. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound, however, say no and be out of bounds. Dress almost saved it, but her foot stepped on the baseline, so it will indeed be Toledo start basketball.
You know, just a much different dynamic, you know, with you have a lead like this going into the, you know, in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left, you could normally, you know, run some clock, but with a shot clock, yeah, not that, don't have that luxury.
No doubt. Shot clock in all the games here at the Classic this year. Into the front court, pass goes to the corner now. Pass by Janiyah Jones. Back out top, Honey Harper gets the handoff. Here's Jade Latson to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand, that's going to be no good. Rebound going to be picked up, however, by Alexis Hensley on the offensive board. To 8 seconds of the shot clock. Now the dribble by Harper to the left wing. Poke loose, goes out of bounds. And that's going to be off of Kelps, but now just 2 seconds to go on the shot clock. So Toledo start to win that. It'll have to get the shot off quickly.
And yeah. Where's Petrus when you need her?
Yeah, no doubt. Nana Harper to inbound. Lobs it near the basket, but she'll throw it away. And the turnover on Toledo's start. Addie Shook to the foul line, to the lane. Shook, runner going to be up in the air. No good, but she'll be fouled. And Shook takes it hard to the basket, as she's done throughout this game. She'll be at the foul line now.
Yeah, Shook does an excellent job of getting to the basket, kind of going downhill and picking up a lot of speed and really able to have some nice ball handling skills to get to the basket. She'll head to the free throw line where she's one of two.
13 fouls, Toledo start. First personal and Nana Harper. Addie Shook at the charity stripe. She has 7 points on the day. Yeah, that free throw is going to be good. Right now, Medina down by 6, 43-37, 4:19 to go. Shook lines it up for the second free throw attempt. And that is going to be good. Buries them both. 43-38 in favor of Toledo's start. They had the ball. Shook will check out after the free throws. Back in is Molly Gilbert for the Bees. Half-court defense applied. Honey Harper across the mid-court line. Harper, pass right wing to be grabbed down by Dotson. Lobs it right post to Jade Latson. Her shot high on the air, missed everything. Rebound grabbed by Hensley, however. Again, another offensive rebound by Hensley. That pass deflected and stolen away by Vivian Kelps. Turnover on the start, Enel. That'll be their 19th turnover. Medina basketball pass goes to the corner now to Gillian Kirka. From the left wing back to Gilbert. Gilbert top of the key. Gilbert crossover to the foul line. Step back. Good closeout defense. Gets the hand off to Kelps. Out top back to Gilbert. Her three-pointer is going to be no good off the rim. Rebound. He'll be picked up by Honey Harper. Good defense that time by the Spartans with 3:30 to play, and they have the ball with a 5-point lead. Timeout called by Toledo Start. 43-38. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the backseat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
5-point ball game in favor of Toledo Start. Still anybody's ball game here, Chris.
Oh, it certainly is. 3 minutes and 29 seconds left. Very close here. The way these two teams can score the basketball. Looks like Petrus is going to be back out there for Toledo Start. And, of course, Abby Dress had a great first quarter and then haven't heard much on the offensive end from her. But if I was a betting man, I'd be imagining she's probably going to be looking to score the basketball.
You would think so. It'll be a start with the basketball. Honey Harper to the front court. Pass goes right wing, stolen away by Yelena Kirka. Kirka to the basket for the steal, comes to a jump stop, and she'll be fouled. Yeah, good job coming to a jump stop, and then Harper collapsed on top of her, so that'll be the fourth team foul. And Toledo Start, Harper has her second personal foul, so no bonus just yet.
You're going to call that on the ground. I mean, she was trying to go for a shot, but obviously couldn't because she kind of got ran over.
So they will not get credit for that shot attempt. Instead, it'll be Kelps to inbound it. Inside with a inbounds pass to Shook, knocked into bounds. It's going to be off of Toledo Start, though. So they'll do it again. Medina to inbound beneath, throw backboard, and they trail it by 5, 3:16 to go. Abby Dress to inbound it. Her pass goes into the hands now to Molly Gilbert. Dribble behind her back to the foul line. Here pass goes cross-court to Kelps. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Alexis Hensley. She's been animal on the board so far today, has Hensley. Spartan 7.
9 rebounds, 6 on the offensive end.
There you go.
For Hensley.
Honey Harper. Natty Hensley out top. Gets the hand off to Petrus. Petrus top of the key. Gets it over to Kennedy Latson. Latson drives to the lane. She's cut off. Lobs it out top. 2:40 to play. Harper, foul line. Lane, runner. Hyatt last going to be no good, but she's going to draw a foul. Honey Harper on that attack. On the drive to the basket, we'll go to the foul line to shoot two.
Again, we spoke about that speed earlier of Honey Harper just able to, has a nice hesitation, and then, boy, she turns it on real quick to get to the basket. Heads to the free throw line where she is 4 of 6 today.
Third personal on Gillian Kirka. Second team foul on Medina. Harper. Free throw up is going to be nothing but net. She has 7 points now for the contest. 44-38 Toledo Start. Came in at 9-4. Medina 7-7 on the season. Second free throw. That is good as well. Thinking both free throws. Honey Harper up to 8 points. 45-38 Start. Spartans with it to the front court. And the dribble by Molly Gilbert. Gilbert lobs it left, pointing in the hands of Gillian Kirka. Dribbles the top of the key. Kirka to the foul line. Gets the handoff back to Phelps. Kelps cross-court pass to Shook. Shook drives to the lane. Her shot blocked inside by Jane Latson, goes out of bounds, but it will be Medina basketball. So the win man will be Abby Dress. She'll instead give away to her teammate. Now she will inbound the basketball. Abby Dress. Inbounds to Shook in the corner. Back to Dress on the right block. Dress shot up going to be no good, but this time she'll draw a foul. Abby Dress, who's not been able to break free for any open looks since that first quarter, she'll be at the foul line now.
Yeah, it was a great post-up move by Abby Dress. Took a lot of contact through the head there. She'll head to the free throw line for the first time today.
That is the 15th foul on Toledo Start, so double bonus the rest of the way. Second personal on Alexis Hensley. Dress free throw up going to be no good. 45-38 lead for Toledo start, 2:17 to play. And the next game going to be coming up, Toledo Notre Dame against Dublin Coffin. That'll be live streamed via pay-per-view at WKLM.live and also on WKLMFM.com and stream 2 for the audio version of that. That free throw up and good. Now the second attempt by Dress. She has 14 points, her first point since that 13-point first quarter. Start basketball up 45-39. Kennedy Latson dribbles it out top, gets the handoff. Down to Honey Harper. Harper to the foul line. Delane. Up the side. Jade Latson, her shot no good. Gets her a rebound put back. Is going to be good, however, by Jade Latson. Latson now has 17-4 points for her in the fourth quarter. Medina basketball down 47-39. Here's Shook drive to Lane. Layup by Shook. Blocked out of bounds by Jade Latson. She's been pretty good on that end of the floor as well.
She certainly has, blocks. Not a stat we typically keep, but she's got a lot.
Timeout called. 1:47 to play. 47-39 Toledo start. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Eight-point ball game. Toledo start has the advantage. Medina with the basketball. They'll have it out of the timeout beneath the own backboard. Inbound to left wing to Addie Shook. Who's out top of the pass down to Dress. Addie having Dress to the right point, picks it up. Shovels the pass down to the hands of Molly Gilbert. Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert to the corner. Down to the baseline. Back out top, gets the handoff. Back to Addie Shook. Shook on the right wing, picks it up. Buzzer on the foul line, knocked away and stolen. Turnover on Medina. That's their 21st of the day. So to start basketball, they have an 8-point lead with 1:19 to play. Harper's pass goes to the hands of Jade Latson with it high on the right. Latson looking. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot going to be no good, but she'll be fouled by the backpedaling Abby Dress. 13 foul on Medina. And now Dress has her first personal foul. Somebody free throws now for Toledo start.
Hey, Latson's second trip to the free throw line today. She is 1 of 2.
17 points in all for Jade Latson. Lines up the free throw. That's going to be good. Latson, as I mentioned earlier, came in averaging just over 11 points per game, but has exceeded that scoring average for this morning contest. That free throw going to be good as well. Buries them both. 6 points in the fourth, 19 for the ballgame. 49-39. Toledo start a 10-point lead with 1:09 to play. So Medina, tough sledding now here with the time kind of running out on the Lady Bees. It'll be into the front court. And the dribble by Kelps to the right wing. Pass inside, going to be grabbed by Shook. Her layup is going to be good. Addie Shook with that basket. Has 5 in the quarter, 11 for the ball game. Going to be a foul called, I believe, just a crass miscourt on the foul on Medina, their fourth team foul. So one more foul to get into the double bonus with 53 seconds to play. Vivian Kelps got that foul. Inbounded to Latson. Too long on that pass by Kennedy Latson and out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover.
The 21st turnover on Toledo start.
So both teams at 21 turnovers for the contest. Medina basketball here at side court. Abby Dress. Pass to Vivian Kelps, the junior guard, with 50 seconds to go. Medina ball down by 7. Kelps to the left wing. Goes out top of the pass. Now to Abby Dress. And a foul called, I believe.
Yeah, it was away from the ball.
And that's not what you want if you're Toledo start at all.
It certainly isn't.
So it's going to be free throws here for Medina.
Well, that should be Molly Gilbert heading to the line. Oh, nope. Nope.
Me, Kelps. Harper's third personal.
Kelps is 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
She has 10 points in all. 44 seconds, clock stop. That's what the Medina wants. That free throw going to be up and going to be no good. So not able to take advantage, at least with that free throw. 48-41 Toledo start. And now comes their second free throw for Medina. And that is up, and that is going to be good. Splits the period, 11 points. Now a 6-point lead for start. Focal pressure is on. And going to be a timeout called by Toledo Start. 44 seconds to play. 48-42 lead for Toledo Start. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
6-point ball game, 44 seconds to play, and start certainly in control here at this final stretch here as they can hold off to get this win.
They certainly are, and you know, the next foul by Medina, which you can assume they're going to foul as they did on the previous play, will put Toledo start in the double bonus, I guess we call it now, with 5 fouls, so they will be shooting 2 free throws. So you probably expect Medina to foul here pretty quickly and obviously hope for some missed free throws if you're Medina and try to go the other way and get some points on the board. But if you're Toledo, you definitely want to concentrate on taking care of the basketball and making your free throws.
See how it plays out. Again, we'll be live streaming the next game also via pay-per-view at WKLM.live and also the audio version at WKLMFM.com to stream too, as that next game has Toledo Notre Dame taking on Dublin Kaufman. Honey Harper to end Madden against that full court pressure of Medina. Inbounded and grabbed by Ava Petrus. Back to Harper. Now to Petrus. She'll dribble across midcourt. Petrus left wing, and she will be fouled by Abby Dress. So Dress just her second personal, and it will be 5-team foul, so it will indeed be a double bonus for Abby Petrus. We know what she can do from long distance.
She is the only shot she's taken is 4 3-pointers, and she made all 4 of those. So yeah. An excellent shooter in Ava Petrus.
This might be too close for her. That free throw going to be, nope, it's pretty good too. Nothing but net on that free throw.
Yeah, she has a nice looking shot. And boy, I have to tell you, that last 3-pointer she had, it was a 1-point fadeaway with defense in her face, and she nailed it. It was deep.
Yes, it was. That free throw going to be in and out. Ian, no good on the second attempt. Split a pair. Rebounded by Shook. It goes out of bounds on that pass, going to, I believe, off of who? Off of Petrus. So we'll be Medina basketball, so fortunate to get this ball back, but a timeout call. 34 seconds to go. 49-42 Toledo start. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
A 7-point lead for Toledo's start. 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And a game where really it was kind of nip and tuck there. And they got a couple lead changes in that third quarter where Medina kind of had made a little bit of move there. But really, Toledo's start, it's been close the entire way here throughout this game, Chris. But for the most part, it's been starts have been able to kind of have that comfortable lead enough, the slight maybe early in that third quarter.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. A very well-matched, very close game here. But start really just playing good, getting some turnovers on the defensive end. And I know we're tied with 21 turnovers, but the timeliness of the turnovers and then converting on the other end to get those there. So, and we'll see what the Medina will do here.
Hit side court inbounded by Abby Dress. Goes over to Addie Shook. 30 seconds to play. Shook out top. Down to the foul line. To the lane. Shook. Layup off the last. No good. Rebound to the 4. Going to be out of bounds. That's off of Medina. So Toledo Start will have the basketball in a 7-point lead with just 23 seconds to play. Fulker presses on by the Bees. Petrus to inbound, does so to Honey Harper. Harper double team, gets a pass off to Petrus, no foul yet. Petrus across midcourt. And there is a foul. That'll send Petrus down to the foul line with a double bonus. That foul on Molly Gilbert, her first.
Molly Gilbert.
And Petrus 13 points for the contest.
Again, one of two from the free throw line coming here on the possession ago.
That free throw going to be nothing but net. 50-42, Toledo Start, just 16 seconds to go. So start looking like they're going to pick themselves up a Classic of the Country victory. That free throw going to be good as well by Petrus. 15 points for her. 51-42, Toledo Start. Bees with it. Here's Kelps to the foul line. Runner by Kelps up there. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Gilbert. Back out top. She'll throw it away. 5 seconds to go. Harper's pass goes to Jade Latson. She'll dribble out the clock. And the win for Toledo Start as they get the final score. 51-42. Toledo Start gets the win over Medina. And for Start, they go to 10-4. Medina drops the record to 7-8 with the loss. So again, Toledo Start gets the win in game two of the Classic. Game three coming up has Toledo Notre Dame against Dublin Coppin. Stay tuned for that. We'll be live streaming that courtesy of Claxon Communication. It'll be pay-per-view at WKLM.live. And also coming up, we can listen to the audio version of that at WKLMFM.com on stream two. Of course, you can tune in to the radio for our interviews and reports throughout the Classic. And also, we'll have the interview posted video-wise on YouTube as well as on X throughout the Classic of the Country as well. Again, the final with this one, it was Toledo Start with the win, 51-42 over Medina. More coming up from after this from Classic of the Country.